Dai, cioè, la pezzo Filippo.
We find in Psukim, Parshas Maaseh, Parshas Devarim, which we just learned last week, the seas and the rivers. The ones which are connected to Eretz Yisrael have a special title to them. In Parshas Maaseh we learned Ugvul Yom. The Torah says all the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the Mariv, the western border, V'hoylechem Hayom HaGodol, the great sea. So the Mediterranean Sea in Parshas Maaseh is called Yom HaGodol. It's nowhere near the biggest sea we've got, but it's connected to Eretz Yisrael. In Parshas Devarim, the Pasuk talks about Adanahor HaGodol Nahar Pros. Again, all parts of Eretz Yisrael, one of the rivers which are by the border of Eretz Yisrael is called Noho HaGodol Nahar Pros, the river Pros, the great river. And Rashi says in a few places, Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Bereishis, the river Pros is not the biggest river. It's the fourth of the rivers listed in Parshas Bereishis. The Pishon, Gihon, Chidekel and Pros. Pros is the smallest of the four. I think we call it the Euphrates river. It's the smallest. Why is it called Nahargon the great river? Because it's the one next to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the main flows in Bovel, but it starts off in Eretz Yisrael, by the border of Eretz Yisrael. Hanor HaGodol Nahar Pros, the great river. In Parshas Bereishis, when it talks, when the apostle talks about the four rivers, says, who Pros? This is the famous Pros river. What's so famous about it? Not its size, it's connected to Eretz Yisrael. So the rivers and the seas connected to Eretz Yisrael get the special title Yom HaGodol Noah HaGodol. The Mishnah in Brochus, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, says, Horoye Yamim Unahorois Oime Boruch Oisamasa Bereishis. When one sees the seas or the rivers which are there from Sheish Me Bereishis, there's a special brocha, Baruch to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Oise Maase Bereishis. Rabbi Yehuda Oime, Horoye Se Yom HaGodol, Oime Baruch She Ose Se Yom HaGodol. He makes the brocha Melech Olam She Ose Se Yom HaGodol. Special brocha when you see the Yom HaGodol. The Beis Yosef brings that the Rosh was asked, in Shuvos HaRosh, it seems that we, the Tanakam and Yudah, are not Chaylik. It's not the Machlekes. On the other seas and rivers, you make Oysa Masa Bereishis. Yom HaGodol's got a special brocha in Tana Kamas Masim. But what is the Yom HaGodol? So the Rosh was asked this Shaila in Shuvos HaRosh, and there's different girsas in the Rosh. The Beis Yosef understood that the Rosh was asked, are you supposed to make the brocha on the ocean Chiluk, which is next to Eretz Yisrael, which is the Mediterranean, or on other parts of the sea as well? The Beis Yosef understood that the answer of the Rosh was, no, only on the sea next to Eretz Yisrael. You only make the brocha Shos Yom HaGodol. That's the Beis Yosef understand the Rosh. That's where you make this brocha, on the Mediterranean Sea, which is next to Eretz Yisrael. But all on the other oceans, other seas, you don't make this brocha. But that is the other Beis Yosef Shitta, and that's Kapaska the Machaber. The Mishnah Berurah brings that Harba Achroinim Pligel Machaber. There are many, many Achroinim who say no. The Rosh didn't even mean that. And the Beis Yosef had a line missing in this Shuvos HaRosh. The Rosh didn't mean that. The Rosh's Shaila was, what does Yom HaGodol mean? Does it mean the Mediterranean, because in the Pasuk it's called Yom HaGodol? Or does it mean the Okeanos, which is absolutely huge? The size of the ocean is so inspiring. That's why it gets the Rosh as Yom HaGodol. And say that, if you look carefully in the Rosh and the Rosh, how we've got it. The Rosh answered, oh no, only on the ocean. not in the Mediterranean. When it comes to brokers, the spine of brokers, you do on the great ocean. And the Mughal Avraham says, that's definitely Pshat and the Rosh. And the Mughal Avraham says, where is this great ocean? So the Mughal Avraham brings from the Rishonim, Hu Hayom Hasoivav Eretz Anglatira. Now, I'm not very good in Latin. As far as I understand, Anglaterra means England. So therefore, it means the sea. How do they describe the ocean? They never had these maps and ways of examining the world. The sea, they had Europe, that was the main Yishuv. The sea which surrounds England. There's a little island called England in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So this great ocean, which is Soivavas Ed Angleterra, that is the great ocean. That's the Yom HaGiyonus. And on that, you're supposed to make the brocha She'osas Yom HaGodol. So therefore, we've got a machlokes here. We've got the Machabu Paskind, you make the Broch Sha'os Yom HaGodol only on the Mediterranean, next to Eretz Yisrael. And you've got the other Chayim say the Rosh didn't mean that. No, you make the Broch Sha'os Yom HaGodol on the great ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. So, La Locha Daivais in Minchas Yitzchok, in two places, he says, the main steams of poiskim, the main shit of the poiskim is this brosh osis Yom HaGodol is made on the ocean. So therefore, when one goes and sees the Atlantic Ocean, and it doesn't seem to make any difference which part of Atlantic Ocean, whether you find a part called English Channel, you find a part called North Sea, you may find a part called Irish Sea, and you've got a part called Atlantic Ocean, it's all the same. It's one big ocean with England in the middle of it, an island. And perhaps a few other islands, I don't know. So that on this Atlantic Ocean, says the Daim Vayit, you can comfortably make, this is the correct brocha, you don't need to make the brocha, this general brocha, make the brocha, she'osas Yom HaGodol. When it comes to the Mediterranean, says Daim Vayit, we've got a bit of a problem. So he said, l'choira, you shouldn't be making the brocha, she'osas Yom HaGodol, because most poiskim hold, you're supposed to make oisamasa brachas on it. But says Daim Vayit, but we can't just ignore the Machaber like that. So he recommends, in Minchas Yitzchok, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Halicha Shlomo also recommends, make the brocha on the Mediterranean, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Oysa Ma'aseh Bereishis, She'osas Yom HaGodol. If you add straight away, She'osas Yom HaGodol, you've got the added advantage of being Yotzer, the Shitzes Machaber as well, because it's said straight away. The Betzel HaChochmah, Rabbi Tzal Shtern Zatal, he adds that there's another problem, the Brocha Mediterranean, even though these many poiskim say Oysa Ma'aseh Bereishis, but all the poiskim say you can only make Oysa Ma'aseh Bereishis on the seas of the roads which were there by Ma'aseh Bereishis. There are midrashim that the Mediterranean was not there in Sheish Mei Bereishis. It only came along in the times of Doi Enosh and Doi Afloga. That's when the Mediterranean Sea became in existence. But at first, it just wasn't there. So to make Oysa Ma'aseh Bereishis on the Mediterranean, you've got a problem. It may not be Ma'aseh Bereishis, because it may be it wasn't there from Sheish Mei Bereishis. So therefore, we've really got a problem both ways. To make Sha'os Yom HaGodol, well, it's not really the main ocean. To make Oysa Ma'aseh Bereishis, well, maybe it wasn't there by Ma'aseh Bereishis. So this compromise, which the poiskim suggest, is a fabulous compromise. If you make the brocha Oysa Ma'aseh Bereishis, Sha'os Yom HaGodol, so whatever happens, you've got the right brocha there. You made your Oysa Ma'aseh Bereishis, and you said Oysa HaGodol. So whichever way around, it's meant to be, which is the right brocha, you have said it. But it does seem from Daim Vayit that we do assume the main brocha on the Mediterranean is the Oysa Ma'aseh Bereishis brocha, and the main brocha on the ocean you can comfortably make She'osas Yom HaGodol, because that is, according to most poskim, the Yom HaGodol. Pardon? Next paragraph. So those who've got the privilege of going to Gibraltar, which is the beginning of the Mediterranean, or you can go to Tangiers in Morocco, which is the northern tip of Morocco, which is also, that's really more or less the point where the Atlantic Ocean meets the Mediterranean. So therefore, the Betzel HaChochmah is Marich, that many people suggest, if you go there, fabulous. Because you've got both seas in front of you. You've got the Mediterranean and the Atlantic Ocean in front of you. So you can make your brocha, she'osas yom ha'gadol, very comfortably. I've got no shailas. I'm definitely making that brocha right, because one of them is definitely the yom ha'gadol, either Atlantic Ocean or the Mediterranean. But says Batei Lachochma, but it's not as if you've done everything right. Because those are all she'osas yom ha'gadol goes Mediterranean means on the Atlantic Ocean, you're supposed to be Osir Malaysia, and you're not Yoytu with Osir Yom HaGadol. And those who say that you're supposed to be the Osir Yom HaGadol on the Atlantic Ocean, hold, you're not Yoytu Shazgum on the Mediterranean. So you've got a sea in front of you which you haven't made a brocha on. So therefore, but can you make another brocha is also a problem, because there's some hold, both have got such a shaykh to Yom HaGadol. So it's true, you gain that Yisha'os Shazam Gol is a perfect brocha, but it doesn't mean that you've been Mekayim Yochiyuvim perfectly well. You still have got an ocean in front of you, or a sea in front of you, which it could be you haven't made a brocha on yet. So says the B'Selah Chochma, you still say afterwards, without Shema Malchus, Boruch Ato Melech Ha'olam, Oysa Ma'asa Breishis, to be Yoytzer, the sea or the ocean, which you haven't yet made a brocha on. But he says, pardon? Yeah. Those want to achieve the Osir Yom HaGadol. You could do both together as well, and you could do, but the Osir Yom HaGadol doesn't need the addition. You've got the Osir Yom HaGadol on its own to gain the Shem, or Malchus, you mean that part, you could, and the Kanama. But I call, but if you didn't, you still need to make the Osir Mas base afterwards without Shem or Malchus. And he carries on to Tehla Chochma. He says, the truth is, even if you go to Gibraltar, or you go to North Morocco, it's not clear exactly which line is the exact changing point from the Atlantic Ocean to Mediterranean. There isn't a clear pencil line there exactly where the two seas meet. They could be 100 miles away from the meeting point. It seems very because of the curves of the coast. You can't know exactly where it meets. See, he says, if you go there, it's not for sure that you're actually seeing both the ocean plus the Mediterranean, because it depends exactly where the meeting point is. So therefore, he doesn't seem to be so excited about this perhaps great mitzvah of travelling there to get the Shor Siyam God. The Kol Alma, it could be you won't, because to be the exact point to be able to see both is not as clear cut as it may sound, because the exact meeting point is not clear. I don't know if there's ways of telling scientifically where it's just the ocean just turns into Mediterranean. It's not really necessarily different waters. There are some certain cross points to different rivers where you see there's a different shade of the water. What that means, I don't exactly know. But Colt Bonney says you can never be 100% sure that you've hit the right brocha l'kol alma, so therefore, even though it's true, you've got a good chance you've said she'osas yom ha'gadol l'kol alma, but you definitely need to make the brocha is a master brace as well, either together or afterwards without Shem HaMalchus. Now the Mishmur writes from the Poskim, you can only make this brocha once every 30 days. So therefore, but it's once every 30 days on a particular sea. But if you see a different sea, then you can make another brocha. So on the ocean, if a person's been anywhere on the Atlantic Ocean, he's seen the Atlantic Ocean somewhere, you can't make another brocha just from a different corner of the Atlantic Ocean. That you can't make another brocha. You can only make the brocha the first time you see it in 30 days. But if you come across a different sea, then you can make the brocha Ismas Besh again. And there are other seas in the world as well. The seas, the points can be down, Yam Kinneret, is called a sea. It's called a sea, it's called a yam. And therefore it's a separate sea. It's a body of water which was there from Sheshes Mebereshes, which is, it is a sea, it's not a flowing river, it's a sea. On the Yam Kinneret, you can make a separate Oysa Masabreshes when you see it. They talk about the Yam Suf, which the Red Sea is also called a separate sea. So even if you made your brocha Oysa Masa Breishis on the ocean, if you see the Yam Suf, you can also make. They do remind us,
Yam Suf wasn't there before the Apollo Slave and Amaya.
I'm not, they seem to say the Yam Suf was there, the Yam HaMelech wasn't. Yes, I've come to this moment, the Yam HaMelech. When they do point out the Yam HaMelech, which we called the Dead Sea, the Salty Sea, or whatever other name you want to give it, that you shouldn't make the brocha, because that was taka, only came later. That came by when the Stove Amorim, that came later. So that they say you shouldn't make the brocha, it's Maaseh Bereishis on this at all, because that is not Maaseh Bereishis. It changed as far as the earth got covered by the water, but doesn't mean the seas were changed. It seems that we can rely that the original seas are still in the same place. They were covered and then re-uncovered after the marble, but the original seas are in the same place. So the Yam HaMelech is the one they write clearly. You should be careful not to make the brocha, even though it's called a sea, it's not called a sea from Sheish Mei Bereishis. Pardon? No brocha, no, don't make it at all. You can't make your also Yom HaGadol, you can't make it to Maaseh Bereishis. It's a new body of water which wasn't there for Maaseh Bereishis, and not great, in not in size, and not in, it's in nature. So it's wonderful, but it's not the Yom HaGadol. Pardon? Kineret again. Kineret, you can make the brocha to Maaseh Bereishis, yes. That's called the sea from Sheish Mei Bereishis. Maybe there are a few others as well? Yes, I assume, I don't know much, it could be in the Kanam, there are a few other seas as well, maybe as well. If it's it's probably there. But you have to make sure that where you see it, it hasn't been changed, the surrounding areas. If it's been diverted, part of it, with new boundaries, then not. But if you normally can assume any sea you find, you can make the brocha is a Maaseh Bereishis. Hagorab Tzimfelmer Zatzal, he pointed out a very common shaila. So since you can only make the brocha the first time you see the river or sea, whichever you make a brocha on it, but with once a secondary year, you can't. So it's very common when a person is travelling to the coast for the first time on the exciting trip, so your eyes are glued to the window, and therefore you can't wait to see the first glimpse of the ocean. But I don't make my brocha now, I'm not ready yet, I'm when I arrive. He said that creates a problem, because often on the trip, you'll see the ocean, or whatever sea, river you see, but then the road turns inwards and to the mainland, and then it's totally obstructed your view, and only 10, 15, 20, half an hour later, you get back to the coast. So really, by the time you arrive at your destination, it's not the first time you're seeing the sea, it's the second year. On the second year, you can't make the brocha, even if you didn't make it on the first year. You can only break on the first year, and it's mavur quite clear from the Be'alocha Reshut Ches, if you missed your brocha on the first year, you can't make a brocha on the second year. So therefore, if a person wants to make sure to make his brocha, he has to make sure either he makes the brocha the first time he spots it, or he just doesn't look out the window, and he just makes sure he doesn't see it at all, till he arrives at his destination. So therefore, you have to make sure, if you want to make the brocha without any problems, it has to be the first year and not on a second year. A different sea, as we said, a different river, you can make a brocha. That's not got, each one's got its own first year. But on that particular, let's say, the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, which is one body of water, if it's a separate ria, you can't. If you can see all the way along, it's all one long ria, then you haven't lost the brocha. But if it's a ria which has been obstructed, and then you come and see it again afterwards, so then you're up to the second ria. By the second ria, you can't make the brocha again. So that's constantly reminded us.
Sorry, what's the spura why you can't? But Master, he's got a chiyuv to make a brocha.
Yeah, yeah, because the spilus of the first ria is different than the spilus of the second ria. You need to make a brocha on this spilus. There are some points that suggest a person still in awe. If it's just a few minutes later, maybe still, it could be, but you're in sphakus already. It's not so possible. Pardon? Very difficult to measure. Each person will have to measure separately how long his spilus lasts for. But it seems as long as you're in the first ria, you're still in the matzav of a spilus. But the second ria, you haven't got the same spilus as the first ria. So therefore, the brocha is only there for the first ria and not for the second ria. So,
if you just see a small amount of the ocean,
pardon?
If you just see a small amount of the ocean,
it's fine. If you see the waves, if you can see the tsur of the ocean, the Enochanami, you'll have to work out. You're right. It It could be if you see it and you can't recognize it, the ocean, you're quite right, it won't be called a ria. But sometimes, you see the coastline clearly, you see the waves crashing in, but it's not ready yet. So then it can be a problem with you losing your blocker. It depends. Every person is different. Every person comes to the spiders. Wow, I can see it. You know, it's all spiders. It's very difficult to make rules on the spiders. Secondary ear, the halacha is you can't. So if a person claims he didn't get any spiders, he didn't see blood, okay, fine. But you are putting yourself into safest. So there's Bekitsa, the brocha on the seas. Rivers.
There's no spiders when you're in a plane.
There again, you're right. If you're high up above, very high up, and you just see a blue patch, which you know it's the sea, there's no spiders. But if when you land very close, like when you land in Eretz Yisrael, you're very, very low down, you can actually see the waves. If you can see the tsura of the ocean, then you can have your spiders. Again, each matzav has to be worked out. Can you see it properly or not? On the rivers, which we mentioned, it's not so common, because what rivers do you make on? So there are shittas, the Mechaber says, only on the four rivers which are written in the Pasuk, which is, as you said, the Pishon, Gichon, Kedek, Pros. The Pishon is the Nile, the Gichon, I don't know, the Chidekel, I think they call it the Tigris, and Pros, they call it Euphrates. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's the names of these rivers, which they are, those are the four. But even those rivers are only Roy for Brocha if they're exactly the same position. Rivers have been diverted at places and changed where it's not the natural source of where the river was. So as the Mechaber said, it must be Mom Mokshana in the Shtalkamach in the autumn. So you don't need to suspect that rivers have been changed, but if it looks, or if you know that it's not an original flowing area, so then you can't make the brocha. And the Mishbrua brings, if you're not sure, you're suspicious, can't make the brocha. So you can only make the brocha on these big rivers, which are quite noticeably the rivers, how they've been from Sheish Mei Breishis. That's when you can make this brocha, Oisamasa Breishis, on them. Now, just to end off with a small ha'ora, we're now between Shabbos Chazoin, Shabbos Nachmu. These, at the end of Eichor, we repeated the Posik Hashivenu. We said it first before the Posik Ki Mois Mastonu, and then we repeated again after Ki Mois Mastonu. So the Rishonim say we don't like ending off with sad or bad psukim, which talk about the tzoros, talk about the teichocha. And Kimois Mastoni is a posuk which talks about Hashem not being happy with us. That's why we repeat the Hashiveinu after that. Now, the Rishonim bring the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi asks the question. There's a cloud that Gemara brings down in Brochas. Nevi'im always completed their nevuah with Divish Shvachvatan Chumin. So says the Gemara Brochas Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. So the Rishalmi, it doesn't seem to work in Megillas Eicha. Yirmiyahu Hanavi seemed to end off with the Pasuk Ki Mois Mastonu. So it doesn't seem to, how does that fit with the rules? Tosus doesn't bring the answer to the Rishalmi. Tosus just brings the Kasha. The Rishalmi answers, Hashiveinu Tachas Ki Mois Mastonu. Those are the words of the Rishalmi. Now what does that mean? So actually the Pnei Moshe says, very interesting, that Yirmiyahu Hanavi repeated Hashveinu after Ki Mois Mastonu. So it's not just our minute to repeat it. Yirmiyahu Hanavi also did it. He repeated already Hashveinu. So we're not just keeping a minute which was introduced by later Chachomim. This is actually how Yirmiyahu said the Eicha. But the other Meforshim and Rishonim don't seem to learn that. They learn Hashveinu and Ki Mois Mastonu are psukim linked together. Now I must tell you, I've got a bit of a chizuk from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Hashiveinu next to Ki Mois Mastonu tells me to translate the posuk differently. We normally understand the posuk, Ki Mois Mastonu, Hashem, you despised us. Kotzavto leinat ma'oid, you're very angry with us. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, don't touch it like that. Touch it with the Hashiveinu in mind. Ki Mois Mastonu, did you despise us? No. You never despise us. You are very angry, says the Ben Yonah. Despising means Hashem has forsaken Chas Hashem Klal Yisrael. That means after Mirs, it doesn't reverse backwards. It's a type of beged senua, which doesn't return to Hashveinu. Says the Ben Yonah, no, it will beged kutzavtalein. It will, you're very angry, but anger subsides. Anger calms down, and that leads to Hashveinu. So the whole pasuk ki imo esvatonu is linked with Hashveinu. Ki imo esvatonu, no, you didn't despise us. You're very, very angry with us. But anger subsides, and therefore, after the anger comes Hashveinu. That is tied to the pasuk, says Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus. That's Rabbeinu Yonah tied to. So this pasuk, which may sound like we still had Hashveinu because we need to emphasize that it's connected to Jupsokim. But really, the pasuk is telling us the brocha in disguise. It was beged, the kids have not beged, and Mois Mastonu, and that's why we can hope that the after it comes to Hashveinu. And I'd like to add a few words from the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid Parshas Noach says that when it came to the Doya Mabul, these remozim in the pasuk and Mefurish Chazal, Noach was included in the gzeir of the Mabul. The pasuk does use a lotion, Vayom Shem Echaz Adam VeNoach, Noach was included. But he was saved out of the gzeira, and then he, because of Motzachin, and that's how he rebuilt the world. Says the Dubna Magid, why does Hashem do like that? If Noach had enough schusid to be saved, he shouldn't have put him in the gzeira in the first place. Says the Dubna Magid, beautiful. Says the Dubna Magid, always after difficult times, there's a tremendous shefa of rachamim and tremendous shefa of chasodim from Hashem. Hashem wanted Noach to be gebenched with extra rachamim and extra chesed. So Hashem put Noach into the gzeira in order to remove him from the gzeira, that he'll be included in tremendous shefa of rachamim. And says the Noach Yehuda, says the Dubna Magid, this is merumas and birchas achrayis, what we say in Rosh Hashanah. The Gamas Noach Ba'avo Sakarto, you with Avo you remembered him, Vativ Kadain Bidvar Shivarachmim, and you gave him a Tzivuy, a Kamar Shivarachmim, Beviachas a Mabel Shachas Kolboso, because you brought the Mabel to be destroy everybody, including Noach. And therefore, because you did it in that Surah, in that form, that's why afterwards he was Zoicha to such a tremendous Hashpor, Vativ Kadeu Bidvar Shivarachmim, and Ba'avo. After difficult times comes a tremendous hashpor of chesed, a tremendous hashpor of rachamim, and tremendous hashpor of Yeshua. So after we've all relived the Churban, we've been to the Gzeis again, we've been to the Ksavtoleinim Ma'oid, because the anger, we've relived it again. Now we're ready for the second half, for the Hashveinu, that as a result of living through again the Gzeis of the Churban and the Gzeis of the constant Chabonis, which Klal Yisrael went through, so now we are ready to lead from our Shabbos Chazoyin to our Shabbos Nachmu, where the Rebbe is going to say, Nachmu, Nachmi Ami, that I'm going to be Menachem you, and we're looking forward to be Zoicha to the great Shefa of Rachmim Achesim, which comes now. Amen. Amen.